Back here on WGNS, Brian Barrett, joined now by Scott Foster, who is with Journey Home, and we're going to talk about the Coldest Nights program. Scott, first of all, tell me about the program. You've been partnering here with First Baptist Church for the first few months of cold weather, and now the Salvation Army, now that we're into January and after their Angel Tree program. Tell me about the Coldest Nights program, the emergency sheltering for men here in Rutherford County.
Certainly. About 5 years ago, the Journey Home started providing emergency shelter for folks who could not get into our emergency shelters at the Salvation Army and room at the inn on nights when the temperatures got down so cold that frostbite or even death was a threat to the folks living outside. We initially did that by renting motel rooms and having folks come and check in at a certain time. And as time went on, the number of people that needed that resource grew. And so last year, we started partnering with the Salvation Army, where we come over and provide snacks and coffee and water and cots and blankets for men who would otherwise be outdoors, either in their vehicles or in tents or just out in the elements. And this, we take all comers. We're not able to take folks who have to register on the sex offender registry, but everyone else will take, whether they are taking care of themselves or not, whether they, whatever their condition is, we will provide them a warm, safe place to be on nights when the temperature is projected to be 30 degrees and below. And basically we want to do that, so they don't, they're not a risk to their health. And, Salvation Army opened their gymnasium to us, and, we provide a security staff to actually operate the program, and we have volunteers that do come over, to help, early, with folks checking in and get set up. And then we operate that program throughout the night, and then each day we make a call deciding whether it'll be open the next night. And the criteria for that is whether the forecast indicates that the low temperature is going to be 30 degrees or below. And we also have partnered with First Baptist Church this year. November and December, we held Coldest Nights at the First Baptist Gymnasium. In fact, last night was our last night at First Baptist. And that's been a great partnership. While the Salvation Army had Angel Tree gifts and that kind of a thing stored in their gymnasium, First Baptist filled in, and they were a great host site for November and December. And so now we're moving today over to Salvation Army, to their gym, and we'll be there in January and February, and if there are any days that call for Coldest Nights in March.
Talking with Scott Foster of Journey Home about the Coldest Nights program, the emergency shelter for homeless men here in Rutherford County. How do you get the word out, Scott, to the folks who really need this help?
Well, many in the homeless community know that we do this. Each day I send out an email to a distribution that includes the police department and sheriff's department, many city offices, places like the library. Also other social service agencies like Greenhouse Ministries and the Journey Home and Salvation Army and Room in the Inn. The hospital gets notified also because they may have some patients get discharged during the night. And so we have an email distribution list, and those folks that are on the distribution list, many of them print off a little flyer that's attached to the email, and they post that in the library or Journey Home or Greenhouse to make sure to let people know. And since this program is a men's program, it kind of complements the Way of Hope program, which takes care of women and children. So basically, between those two programs, we have everybody covered. And we just certainly hope that, that people will not try to tough it out and will actually come take advantage of the resource. Some of the folks that come for this resource are people who typically kind of live on the fringe of society, and they typically don't like to be around others, folks who are kind of loners or maybe, have some social anxiety and that kind of a thing, or many that have mental health issues of various kinds. And for those reasons, they don't do well in a regular emergency shelter environment, or they may have addiction issues. They may have drug or alcohol issues, and we certainly don't want people who are already compromised to be out in these very cold temperatures. You know, I think last year and almost every year I hear in Middle Tennessee of someone dying due to exposure during the winter. Last year we had a person in Nashville that died actually on the doorstep of a church in attempting to seek shelter and get out of the elements. And we want to make sure that that does not happen here in our community.
Scott, can you tell us what time the shelter actually opens?
The shelter opens at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And we leave at 7 a.m.
Okay.
And by 7 a.m., there are other resources open at the Journey Home and shortly thereafter at Greenhouse or the library or other places that people can seek shelter if they're not working, you know, or have other daytime obligations.
So there are places for these folks to go during the daytime when the temperatures are below 30 as well?
Absolutely. And during the daytime, we do have a number of places to go. And, of course, many of our folks that utilize the Coldest Nights program work during the day. And, you know, some of them just, you know, may not be making quite enough to stay in a motel or stay where they've been staying all the time. You know, they may be working 2 or 3 days a week, and they may only get 2 or 3 days that week, so they may not have enough to cover the whole week.
Scott, we appreciate it, and thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you for calling, Brian.
Scott Foster with Journey Home talking about the Coldest Nights Emergency Shelter for Homeless Men and Homeless Women, The Way of Hope. Homeless Women and Children, the Way of Hope will be able to help out there. We're just trying to get the word out with this extreme cold that we're experiencing, making sure that folks know that there is help out there available. I'm Brian Barrett for WGNS News.